Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is brought to you by Manpower of Central Iowa. Manpower, 62 years of finding great people for great companies, manpower.com, and Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do, DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of Insight on Business, the News Hour. My name is Michael Libby, as always, and each and every Friday afternoon, we invite the lovely and multi-talented Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love Des Moines with her pick of stuff to do in the metro this weekend and beyond. And with us, of course, is Tyler Hackenmiller. He's our producer. He's going to hang in here. Hello, Tyler.
Hello.
And welcome back.
Hello.
Hi, Cheryl.
Yay, it's Friday.
It is Friday. Are you feeling good about Friday?
Oh, yeah. Yeah? I love Friday.
I know you do. And we end up taking you away from your family and making you come in here on Fridays to do this shtick.
You know what? That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah. Eat, play, love,
Des Moines. What would you all do without me?
I know, but this is so much fun.
You'd sit at home and do nothing.
That's exactly right.
Right. So, anywho, let's just get right into the fun stuff for the weekend.
All right.
I'm just going to go for it.
We're past the religious holidays now.
We're past the holidays, yeah. And this one wouldn't be good for a religious holiday weekend either. No, this one is actually... Well, we are, but not in this event. This one is actually happening at the Temple for Performing Arts. Okay, the name of the show, Sex Tips for Straight Women from a Gay Guy.
Oh, yes.
Yes, this is the event of the weekend. It is a book, too, and this sounds hilarious. It's a three-character comedy, and I think the name says it all. Yeah, so fun stuff. Are you going to go see that, Michael?
I would love to go see that because I am very comfortable.
Oh, my.
I wouldn't mind seeing it either.
That would be fun.
Yes, that would be fun. Very fun.
Maybe Michael and I could go together.
We could. That would be nice. We could wear matching socks.
You absolutely could. And then, if you could, maybe see that and then go over to see The Diary of Anne Frank.
Boom, 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 huh?
Boom, boom, boom. Mm. Right along. Moving on to The Diary of Anne Frank at the Social Club. You could get both of these performances in one night. Highs and lows. I don't know which one. Yeah. Anywho, but The Diary of Anne Frank is playing this weekend at the Des Moines Social Club. That sounds
is that
very
a play
interesting
or is
as well.
Is it a play?
It's a play, yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't have to explain that one. I think you all.
I know, yeah.
Also, you can see the Des Moines Symphony this weekend. They're having their Masterworks number 6 performance. So
a cellist.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that one sounds an extraordinary cellist. Yes, Joshua Roman.
I do love the symphony.
Yes, are you going to go to this one again? You went last time.
Go last time. I think I'm working this Saturday. I'll be on air. Mm-hmm. So
at night?
Saturday night and then Saturday
after.
Night I have DJ gig.
Yeah.
And then I'll
DJ
be on Sunday during the day. So
yes.
I will miss it.
But it's at 2:30 on Sunday, so
yeah.
Boom, shakalaka,
yeah.
That's when I'm usually there.
Wow, you've got a weekend full of music, sex tips, and Anne Frank. All right. Okay, here's one that's really cool. This one is the 18th, so that's tomorrow. It's called Eat Drink Architecture. And this is at Albate Shop. Starts at noon. It's $40 for tickets. And it's a progressive food and drink event where you go around and enjoy the architecture and food at Albate Shop, High Life, the Royal Mile, and the Hessen House. They take you around in a motor car for $40. You get food, drinks, and architecture.
And architecture.
Yeah, how cool is that?
So we would look at some of the buildings?
Yep, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would be kind of fun. And as long as maybe if they had like somebody explain what the heck we're looking at, that
would
be
cool. Yeah, I'm
pretty
sure for $40 you're going to get somebody to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at the building. Oh, yeah.
Let's drive by. Hey, there's my house. Yeah. Never mind. All right, here's another fun one. This is the Festival of Cheese.
Cheese.
This one is at Living History Farms. This is part of their Cabin Fever event series. They're going to have two sessions because...
Cabin Fever.
Yeah, they had, over the winter, they had, three events that were, spirits and sweets, and this one's cheese one. So it's just to get people in, to get local farmers to sample some of their products, and very fun event. But this one is, the culminating cheese event. No cheese whiz. No, nope, not at this one. There's going to be fondues and cheesecake and cheese curds and all that good stuff. Two sessions, 3 to 4:30 p.m., and I think that one is actually actually full, so you can get in the 5 to 6:30 p.m. one on April 18th at Living History Farms Festival of Cheese.
There you go.
Sounds like fun due to me.
Fun due?
DJ Hack with the jokes.
Put it down, didn't it?
Awesome. All right. So, actually, I've never been to the Knoxville Raceway. Have you been to the Knoxville Raceway, anybody?
I have, yep.
Yeah? Are you, like, a big car fan?
No. I used to work in Knoxville.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
So the Knoxville,
I've driven by it, I guess, is the closest I've came to it.
You've driven by? Like, you try to race when you're driving by? No.
No.
Sprint cars.
Never mind.
Hudden.
Well, this is the Lucas Oil Championship Cup Series.
Oh.
At the Knoxville, that sounds like a big deal to me. So,
kind of does, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's a kids free night this Saturday. So, adults $15, and you can bring your kid for free to watch racing.
Yeah, and I'm so just, I guess I'm not there. You know, I was born and raised in Detroit.
Okay.
And you would think I'd be a motorhead, you know, but I don't.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like something fun to do.
Oh, it would be
kind of. Bring your earphones, and because I can see that being kind of loud.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As long as they have hot dogs, I'm good.
NASCAR.
Yeah.
No, food and not beer. NASCAR. This is not NASCAR. This is...
Oh, yeah, this is...
Sprint Cup.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Never mind.
Anywho, here is another one on Saturday. This one... Are you going to this one, Michael? The Mayor's Annual Ride and Run.
As a matter of fact...
Mm-hmm. Probably. Maybe.
No. You know what I'm doing Saturday?
What are you doing?
Ooh, and my bride doesn't even know this.
Uh-oh.
I know. She's finding out. She's going to find out about it.
Here she is.
Yeah. I'm doing the IBNA, the Iowa Broadcast News Association meeting.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. More fun than riding your bike at the mayor's annual ride.
I had planned on going to the mayor's annual ride, but I forgot I'm on a panel for IBNA. So.
Oh, okay. Well, if you want to ride your bike and you're not Michael, you can go. Or Michael can ride his bike too.
$40, I think it is, isn't it?
This is $25.
Okay.
So, yeah, 10 a.m. It's a bargain. Ride your bike for $25.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can't do that for free. No. Anywho.
Not with the mayor. I mean, Frank County will be there, for crying out loud.
Yeah,
that's
for
worth,
sure.
That's worth at
least. Is he going to ride a bike, too?
Yeah, he does every year.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, look at that. Here's something you can do also on Saturday, 10:30 to 12 o'clock. If you go over to the Greater Des Moines Botanical Garden, they're having a rose basics class. Mm. That sounds really fun. Learn how to plant roses. This is the season, right, to plant, and go get a rose basics class at the Botanical Garden. Fun stuff.
They're having a big thing, you know, over Mother's Day, you know, the big festival, garden festival.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that's coming up next month. And
yeah,
that'll be a big thing.
Fun.
And they have people that will be actually there to tell you about the various plants.
Wow, as opposed to no people there at all, not to tell you.
Well, I mean, you know, people that
got
like
me. Like people that know stuff about plants. Like,
they could all combine with the architecture tour.
Yes.
And have architecture and plants all in one tour.
That would be awesome.
If you had the plants that you could smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That would add another dynamic for
another dynamic, yeah.
Well, let's get back to the food events.
Oh, okay. Right.
Okay. This one, this one's very fun. I got to try this out a couple weeks ago. This is the Saturday tasting menu that they do at Table 128 Bistro and Bar. That's out on University and Clive. You probably don't get out that way much, Michael, right? Okay. But this one is very good. It's a $38 for three courses, or $55 with wine pairings, and you get the chef's tasting menu. Every Saturday they do this. So,
really?
Yeah, and it's very, very cool.
Table 125.
128. Oh. Very close.
If I went to table 125, I'd be, you know, three tables short.
Three tables short of a tasting. Alrighty then. Well, check that out if you're looking for a special meal with a friend or a loved one or something like that. Here's another fun one. Sip, Savor, Switch. Okay? With a catch name like that, this is going to be good, right?
Nothing about twigs in this, is there?
Sip, Savor, Switch. This is also Saturday, April 18th. It's an exquisite night of glitz and glamour. And you spend it's another progressive thing. You spend 45 minutes sipping, savoring, and enjoying before switching to the next location. And it's all at South of Grand Mansions.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So who's putting this on?
I have no idea. But the phone number, if you want to do it, is 515-974-5370. So, yeah, that just sounds really, very cool.
Yeah.
Yes. So 45 minutes at each place, April 18th. Give a call, 974-5370. Starts at 5:30 p.m., April 18th. Sip, save, or switch.
That sounds like fun.
Very fun. Yes. Yes. Oh, don't forget, Around the World in 80 Days is going on at the Playhouse. Don't miss that. That sounds very fun. We get to see that on Saturday night.
Well, there's just a bunch of stuff going on.
Ton of stuff. It's also Earth Day in the Junction.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Historic Valley Junction is putting on their annual Earth Day event. 9 to 12, there's also a 5K going on with that. The Harlem Globetrotters are in town.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Harlem.
Is there just enough time?
There's not enough time. I mean, I am really running to get to all these things.
I know.
Every single one of them.
And do you rate them? Not necessarily.
Depending on how many drinks I have.
Well, I had a great time.
The Grand Blue Mile is next week. Don't forget to go run your mile or walk or trot or whatever
you want.
Trancercise.
That's right, Drake.
Yes, do anything. Yep.
Have fun.
Yep. Zoo University is next week. They're going to be teaching about rhinos starting at 4 o'clock on the 21st. They're doing this new series that they're teaching about, you know.
Republicans in name only.
Mm-hmm.
Rhinos.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Then you can go have your kids learn archery this week at Bass Pro Shops. They're having archery.
Oh, yeah. Back with that again.
Back with the archery. Yes, you remember this one,
yes,
Michael.
Don't
That's
point
good.
That arrow.
Yeah.
Put out your eye.
That's right. Every Wednesday, 6 to 7 p.m. Free, but you've got to register online if you want your kids to shoot at things. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You
Loads
are welcome.
Loads of stuff, as always.
As always.
All right. Tyler, I know we'd love to see you at some of these events, but you're going to be DJ hacking.
Yes, yep.
No, you could DJ at the event.
He could.
Yeah.
We should set something up
Let's
for him.
Let's see, which
could,
one would you like to DJ at?
I think the first event.
The first event, the sex tips event?
Yeah, I think they,
yeah, that was DJ your favorite one.
It
really
was.
I figured. That's why we started out with it.
All right, Cheryl Tessier, she's in each and every week doing Eat, Play, Love Des Moines, her pick of top things to do in the Des Moines Metro this weekend and beyond. Hey, well, that wraps it up for us. We got to get out of here. It is the weekend officially. We're going to have CBS News at the top of the hour, but right now we've got to snake on out of this place. We'll be back next week on Monday. Have yourself a wonderful weekend, would you please? Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.
Des Moines Radio Group Station.
KRMT, Des Moines.